fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of January. Prepper tip of the day, I'll repeat this prepper trip every day this week. It is that important because of where we are right now. Here it is. Retreat, regroup, retrain, and reequip. It's not over. It's just getting started. I have a special announcement this coming Friday at the, let's get it up here, at the Oak Hill Chapel in French Village, Missouri at 6 p.m. Oak Hill Chapel, French Village, Missouri. There'll be a documentary presented. The filmmakers will be there. The filmmakers are originally from Venezuela, legal immigrants, and we'll be talking about and showing the documentary on how socialism and communism destroyed that country. It'll be a great presentation. I plan on being there myself. This is Farmers Monday. We have my friend Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the Facebook page. Is there still a Facebook page? I'm not sure. We'll get to that in a moment. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. It's good to be with you.
Good to have us. Is there still a Facebook page for Freedom Center USA?
There is, but we won't be communicating with that. We're just going to put a post up, come find us on usa.life.
Okay, so that's usa.life, making it .life. And once I get to usa.life, how would they find Freedom Center USA?
Just type in Freedom Center USA. It'll take you straight to our page.
Outstanding. Well, sir, last week we talked, you were going to get together with your instructors Monday evening and put together the training for 2021. Is that all squared away, ready to go?
Yeah, we've made a couple of changes for this year. We've added an advanced 4 class for the carbine. Last year our system was basic tactical carbine, then enhanced urban vehicle tactical, then advanced 1, advanced 2, advanced 3, and then the night combat course. The instructors all agreed that particularly when we get to the advanced courses, that if you are coming to a course, it's much more logistically possible for you if you work a normal work week, Monday through Friday, to train in two-day classes on the weekend. And rather than three-day classes on the advanced, we're going to 4 two-day classes. And the main reason is we can't fit everything in three advanced classes that we need to get you ready for the night combat course. So we're adding a level. You'll have, after you get through the urban vehicle enhanced class, you'll then have in front of you Advanced 1, Advanced 2, Advanced 3, and Advanced 4. But they'll be two-day classes, not three-day classes.
All right. All right. Well, that sounds like a good change, and I'm sure it'll be well received by your students. The classes coming up in 2021 are now posted at USA.life?
No, we haven't posted a schedule yet because we're still, once we made the changes to the curriculum, now everybody's going back and we're rewriting the curriculum. And we're still waiting on two instructors as far as their schedule goes. One of our instructors is active in the U.S. military and he's waiting on a schedule. And until he gets his schedule from the U.S. military and knows what his schedule looks like, it's going to be very difficult for us to schedule. So,
All right.
It might be another 2 to 3 weeks before we get the schedule out. I would suspect that you'll see the first basic handgun and tactical courses to start when the weather breaks in March.
Okay. Well, that sounds fair enough.
Now, if you have a group of people, four or more, and you want to get started in our training regimen, go ahead and give me a call. If you've got a date that your four to five, six people can agree on, give me a call, and we may schedule a class for that weekend for your group, and find you 2 to 4 other people to fill in your class so that we can hold a class on the date that you need. You call me on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of this week with a date and with four names of people who want to train. I can go ahead and schedule a class to fit your schedule. You know, that's something that we do all the time if you have a group of people that want to train together. So that's always a good thing. If you have people that are from the same area that are likely to work together in a civil unrest situation, go ahead and give me a call, and we might be able to schedule something for you. Now, looks like someone took my advice. They're calling me already. They must have missed the Wednesday or Thursday part. It's amazing how that works.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, so there is this incredible, ridiculous article written at the Daily Beast by Kelly Wheel. And she called me on the phone this week trying to get me to admit to committing crimes over the phone. And she's taking a lot of statements out of context. It's absolutely amazing how dishonest the media is. And you would think with Trump gone, you would think that that they would back off a little bit. But it's just amazing. This Chinese communist takeover of our country is going to progress at light speed.
It will.
So this is, I'll give you a quote from the article. Earlier this week, prosecutors released multiple conspiracy charges against Oath Keepers, including a leader of the group, for their alleged attack on the Capitol. According to the charging documents, Oath Keepers, whose current and former law enforcement military among their members, used a walkie-talkie app to plan their assault. She's trying to associate me with the Oath Keepers because we had a few Oath Keepers on our team in Ferguson, Missouri.
Right.
Even though in 2015, the Rolling Stone magazine put out a 7-page article about why I wanted nothing to do with the Oath Keepers. That was in 2015, if you can imagine.
Well, she doesn't know or doesn't care.
And she even quotes the article. Okay, in her article, but I guess she didn't read it. You know, then she tries to quote you as saying something that's incorrect, based on who and who we don't train. You know, and it's just unbelievable how these people, what lengths they go to try and discredit people they don't know. And it's just unbelievable. And they just don't get it. You know, they just don't get it. The media doesn't get it. The politicians in D.C. don't get it. They think the people are angry because they're too stupid to understand there was no voter fraud. This is what the people believe.
Right.
That if you're a Trump supporter or you're a conservative and you want honest elections, that you're just too stupid to understand that there was no voter fraud and that we had an honest election. Forget the 2,000 sworn affidavits alleging voter fraud. Forget the videos of people pulling suitcases of ballots out and counting them over and over again. Forget the FBI destroying ballots and destroying evidence of voter fraud in Georgia, okay? Forget the truck driver that drove from the state of New York to Pennsylvania with over 250,000 fraudulent ballots in his semi-trailer. Forget all of that and pretend like there's no voter fraud, because you're too stupid to understand that there really wasn't any voter fraud. And I will to this day commit to the election of the President of the United States was a fraudulent series of acts committed by people who had to get Trump out of power no matter what. And there isn't anything you can tell me that refutes the hard evidence that's been presented by honest Americans, many of who were Democrats or union supporters.
Well, the fraud was over the top crazy, wasn't it, sir?
Let the record show that the Democrats and the Republicans that said there are no voter fraud are bald-faced liars. They work for Satan. They're dishonest as dishonest can be. The evidence of voter fraud is overwhelming. And just like on the pedophile case, where these same group of criminals behind this voter fraud murdered a judge's son and husband, they've intimidated the judges to the point where none of them will even take up a case of voter fraud and at least hear the evidence. They refuse to even hear the evidence in our courts in the United States of America. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. It is. I have to give credit where credit's due. Our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they did their homework. They knew how to have an unbreakable way of winning this election, didn't they, sir?
Oh, yeah. And here's an article that says Andrews was outside the Capitol on January 6th, but claims he did not enter the building. A former member of the far-right paramilitary group Oath Keepers, he was until very recently a hype man for bogus claims of voter fraud. A hype man for bogus claims of voter fraud.
I've never heard that word before, hype man. So you were like a out in front of the carnival, trying to get people to come in the tent with your hype.
You know, it's unbelievable how dishonest these people are, and how they twist things. You know, we're in the age of lies. The digital realm is the age of lies. Okay. And here it claims that I film myself outside the Capitol with a group of men. I didn't film myself. Other people filmed me. I don't have any tools to film myself with. You see what I mean?
Right.
I mean, this is just, it's just one BS scheme after another. And, you know, I had a conversation with this woman on the phone, and she says, well, someone sent me a picture of you inside the Capitol. And I said, well, I'd like to see that picture. And it's this picture of this guy that doesn't at all look like me, that's like 5'8", wearing a black helmet and a black hoodie.
Right.
Of course, I was wearing white and tan clothing, not black clothing. My helmet's tan, not black, right? I mean, but there's no truth in these people, right? And it all is a giant smear scheme pushed by your federal government that controls and pimps these media agencies.
They are. And it's amazing how people will be so gullible, isn't it?
Yeah, and here, after asking me questions like, isn't that you in the Capitol? And didn't you try and create an armed insurrection on the 6th of January, you know? And after asking me all these questions to try and get me to implicate myself in a crime, she says, shortly after speaking to the Daily Beast, Andrew suggested on Facebook that journalists were calling him on the FBI's orders to somehow make him implicate himself in a crime. Well. what when I talked to her on the phone, when I talked to her, she said, no, I don't work for a federal agency. Okay, well, why are you asking me only questions that would implicate me in a crime if I answered them the way you want me to? Well, I don't work for the FBI. I don't work for an agency. You know, it's right. Like it's like these people. I said, well, didn't your news agency that you supposedly work for, didn't they release bogus press releases from the FBI about FISA warrants implicating Trump? Wasn't that your news organization that did that, that took the release from the FBI and put out that dishonest information? And didn't you get caught? Didn't the inspector general find that you modified 302s and that you put forth lies in a FISA warrant 4 different times? Didn't you take that FBI leak and publish it, trying to present that as true information? That was you, right, at the Daily Beast, or was that someone else? It was still the Daily Beast, though. And right. Silence, nothing from this woman, right?
Well, how could she? Of course it's silence. What else could she do? No.
You know, I remind people that the St. Louis Post-Dispatch in 2014, on Friday night, in the middle of all the mayhem in Ferguson, the police came and surrounded the buildings we were protecting. We were protecting people sleeping in second-story apartments at night, and right, protecting the buildings that were on the first floor below their apartments.
Right.
And they sent over 60 police officers armed to surround the buildings we were on and tell us to get off the buildings, and they were going to disarm us and arrest us. Of course, they didn't, but the St. Louis Post-Dispatch published a story that morning saying police kick armed Oath Keepers out of Ferguson. Never happened. It's a total lie.
That's a hoot. Our call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us. To wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 25th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Get a nice $50 discount at my website or an EMP Shield device at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Got a new page at USA.life. Just put Freedom Center USA in the search box at USA Life to get updates on what's going on there with training and so forth. And beginning Wednesday afternoon, he'll accept phone calls. If you want a custom rifle built, want to sign up for some training, give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. You have a question or comment regarding rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, training, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, John, you're seeing the left, which is not the left you know, liberalism used to stand for First Amendment rights. And these people that the media calls liberals or conservatives call liberals, they're really not liberals. They're really fascist, totalitarian freaks. Okay. This gal that, Kelly Wheel or whatever her name is that wrote the article, these people are really fascist freaks. They'll write article after article trying to discredit someone who says we should have the right to protest with our First and Second Amendment rights in the city of D.C. She'll demonize someone who says that, even though the Constitution clearly says that. But she'll never mention someone like Katie Couric. And I'm going to give you a quote from Katie Couric, and I want this to burn into your brains really good. Here it is. How are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump? How are we going to deprogram these people? And see, this is the thing about the new left. There is zero room for dissenting opinion amongst these tyrants. The Kelly Wheels, the Katie Couric's, they will do everything they can to discredit you, to convince you that you have no God-given rights, that you shouldn't be armed, and if you are, you're a militant right-wing whack job, right?
Right, of course.
They will try and make you look like a liar, even though everything you said is the truth. And they will try and divide you. They will try and divide John against me. Like, this woman spent so much time on the phone trying to convince me, well, John said something on the show and you're saying it's not true. And I'm like saying, no, I didn't say it's not true. I said no comment. I said, I'm not going to comment on John's statement. I said, if you did 3 hours a day of radio all year long, I said, you might say the wrong word or you might use the wrong state when you're naming a state. I said, I'm not going to comment on who we train and why we train them because that's inappropriate. And for your information, we train civilians, we train law enforcement, and we train active and retired military. We also train retired law enforcement. So that's all you need to know. And she kept trying to drive a wedge between you and I. And this is just standard Saul Alinsky playbook bullshit. Okay, and people have to recognize that this assault on your rights is going to now increase 10x because they hold the White House, the House, and the Senate. The judges are completely intimidated. The judges in this country are scared to death of these people. You know, if you saw someone in your occupation murdered because of the type of case you took, you would be very careful how you handled cases from there on out. And the easy out is always don't even take the case. Don't hear the evidence. And that's exactly what's happened in voter fraud. There was one case where they had a very short hearing of the evidence, no trial. Had a couple of pretrial hearings, and it went up to the state Supreme Court, and it was voted down, I think, 4-3. That might have been Michigan, possibly the Michigan Supreme Court. I'll have to look it up. But you have to understand that these government officials are either in the pocket of the evil ones, or they're intimidated and scared to do the right thing.
Here's our break call-in number. We got a caller on hold, too. Is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 25th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we do have rocket heaters we're selling. My rocket heater will be ready sometime next week. That's what I was told by the manufacturer, Mr. Sky Huddleston. So if you want a rocket heater, get in line. I had to stand in line too. I don't have any special treatment. Also, my website, energy cleaners. More people are paying attention to their health than we've ever seen these past 12 months, and rightfully so. The Energy Cleaner will help you. If you've got arthritis pain, you want to sleep better, the Energy Cleaner will help. I'll finally be getting caught up on back orders, some pending since late December, believe it or not. We have a 300%, 400% increase in sales, and we're struggling to keep up, but we will get caught up. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. My address is there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line for the energy cleaner and mattress pads that go with it, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The new location to find out about training and so forth is at usa.life. freedomcenterusa.life. Just put Freedom Center USA in the search box and you'll get to his page real quick. And he'll answer the telephone beginning Wednesday. Listen to that number. You want a custom rifle built? Find out about training. 417-718-2597. Sam, our caller here is Paul in Missouri. Good morning, Paul.
Yes, Sam. With the price of firearms and ammunition at the retail level going up by the week, I was wondering if you've seen the letter put out by the CEO of Beast Outdoors at the end of last week announcing a 15 to 30% increase on all ammunition across the board beginning at like March or April sometime. And that's all I got as a question. I'll listen off air. Thanks.
I did see that, and it's just the beginning, okay? What a lot of people don't understand is the federal government has tied up some of our large ammo manufacturers with lucrative contracts. These ammo manufacturers are not admitting to this, but they're not putting ammo in the distribution chain, producing and placing ammo in the distribution chain for civilians, because they're busy filling these federal contracts because they're more lucrative. And you're going to see with the price of metals, the way they've shut down lead mines in America, the way the Chinese have bought up the copper and the lead in the world market, you're going to continue to see the price of ammunition rise, and I mean out of control. And the Democrats are proposing a huge tax increase on ammunition. And what the question really is, what can we do about it? And these things have to be done in the right sequence if you're going to be effective and effective quickly. But there's two things that every American, doesn't matter what state you're in, if you're in a relatively conservative state, if you're in California or New York, Oregon, Washington, get out. Do what all my friends have done. All my friends in New York, New Hampshire, Oregon, Nevada, California, they're all moving to the Midwest. We are living America's own unique version of Atlas Shrugged. That's a book. If you haven't read it, you need to read it because this is what's coming. It's a prophetic book on many levels. But what you're finding is as the government becomes more and more abusive, the taxes become more ridiculous, the regulations become more restrictive, as these tyrants tighten the hangman's noose around the American people's necks in these liberal states, you're going to see the hardworking entrepreneurs, the truly educated people that understand freedom, the hardworking blue-collar guys that love freedom, the people that care about human rights or religious freedom or the First Amendment, you're going to see these people migrate en masse out of New York, out of California, out of Oregon, out of these bastions of liberal tyrant control. They're going to leave. They're already leaving by the thousands every day, but it won't be long before they start leaving by the millions. And it's important that we open up the lead mines in Missouri and we do the things that we're supposed to do. Now, what can you do if you already live in a conservative state to protect yourself? You've got to get with your friends and get with people in your community and tell them that we've got to go to our state capitol and demand that they pass a law like the Second Amendment Preservation Act that Missouri is about to vote on. It's called SAPA, S-A-P-A. It stands for Second Amendment Preservation Act. We've already had this January a second reading in the Senate, and this thing's going to the floor for a vote, and it's going to do the same thing in the House, and it's going to pass, and the governor sure the hell better sign it, or he won't be... He won't be, his political career will be over in the Midwest. So that's one thing you can do right now is demand. But what we really need at the state level, okay, is a broader Second Amendment Preservation Act. that doesn't just talk about the Second Amendment being preserved, but all of the Bill of Rights being preserved and reestablishing the 10th Amendment in the United States. The federal government has run roughshod over the 10th Amendment. And that's as dangerous to you as them running roughshod over the Second Amendment, because they're both tied together. The 10th Amendment's about states' rights. The federal government has zero enumerated powers in the U.S. Constitution to restrict or write gun laws in any fashion that affect you in your state. They have zero authority to do this. They've been doing it for a decade, the better part of a decade, but they have no legal authority to do so. And if your states stand up to them, there's nothing they can do. And this Second Amendment Preservation Act works on the legal principle of commandeering, anti-commandeering. And that's a legal technical term. But when you understand anti-commandeering, you understand that we've already had five cases go to the Supreme Court. And in every example, the Supreme Court has upheld that if there's no specific enumerated power, that the federal government cannot commandeer state assets to carry out and execute their bogus laws. This is a huge thing to understand, because we can protect our states, not just the Second Amendment, but the 10th Amendment, the First Amendment, through this anti-commandeering concept. And this is what you need to be talking to your conservative legislators about right now in your state. Don't wait. Research this. Get on it. There's already states around the country, there's three or four that have picked up the Second Amendment Preservation Act. Missouri's leading the way on this. And they're pushing forward with a law similar to our Second Amendment Preservation Act. I like the Second Amendment Preservation Act. It's the right direction. It doesn't go far enough. There's not enough teeth in it. And here's the problem with Second Amendment Preservation Act, why it needs more teeth, and that may get added in amendments as we push forward in Missouri. But the Second Amendment Preservation Act doesn't arrest and jail federal law enforcement for violating your Second Amendment rights or violating or trying to impose and arrest you on a bogus federal gun charge. What we need to do, if you're an FBI agent or you're an ATF agent or you're a DEA agent and you want to come into the state of Missouri and arrest someone on some bogus unconstitutional gun law, we need to put your sorry tyrant ass in jail and keep you there for 10 years. And we're looking to put that amendment into SAPA. Now, here's the thing a lot of people don't understand about the Second Amendment Preservation Act. It's been proposed in Missouri four different times. It usually fails by one vote to pass in the House. It's been some very close calls. And here's the interesting thing. Why is it failing? Why has it not passed the first time it was presented in the House, the first year, or the second year, or the third year? I'll tell you why. Because the sheriffs of Missouri oppose it. Literally, the conservative sheriffs of the state of Missouri oppose the Second Amendment Preservation Act. Well, we're outing all of them this time around. They know that if they don't support this or if they publicly come out against it, they'll never be elected as sheriff again in this state. Why do they oppose it? Why do these supposed Republican conservatives as sheriffs oppose SAPA? I'll tell you why. It's real simple. It prevents them from getting asset forfeiture money. This is a big problem. We have this unholy alliance between our sheriffs and our city law enforcement and the feds. And when you go in on a federal drug raid and you confiscate guns, well, they can't do that under SAPA. So they can't participate in any of these drug raids that get prosecuted federally where they get 80% of the asset forfeiture money. It's all about the dollars. Now, what do we need to do? We need to fund our law enforcement. We need to admit as citizens that we need to fund the level of professionalism we want in our law enforcement without this conflict of interest that asset forfeiture money creates. But this is the situation that you're in right now, is that if you want to protect your Second Amendment, you've got to get an amendment passed, an act like SAPA passed in your state. But you've also got to rein in your sheriffs that are like a drug. They're addicted to asset forfeiture money. You've also got to convince your legislatures to fund law enforcement properly so they can be yanked off the tit of asset forfeiture. And this is where we're at. This is exactly where we're at strategically, and we need to fix this in our states.
Okay, very comprehensive answer, Paul. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, gentlemen. He's absolutely right what you guys are saying. Listen, first off, California, it's thousands of people, white people are leaving there every day because it's overrun. It's called Mexifornia now. And California's gone. All these New Yorkers are coming into Florida where I'm staying at. They're all buying up all this real estate up in northern Florida. It's disgusting. They're bringing their liberal politics with them, and it's just horrendous what's happening. And all these liberal licky-kissy-touchy-feelies are going to try to wipe out northern European white culture. That's exactly what this is all about. And, an illegal alien from Central America or Mexico has a better chance of coming to this country than a white European, northern European stock person from Europe. It's absolutely absurd what they're doing here. And you got this bumbling buffoon Biden. Now the weakness is already starting to show in. What he's going to do, he's stopping the wall. He's bringing all this, letting all these illegals come in here become citizens. They had a big shootout on the border of Texas, Mexico border. 19 burnt to death in pickup trucks and SUVs. And that's what's going to happen coming here. That's going to come here soon, gentlemen. We're going to have that crap in this country. You watch. Within the next 6 months, you'll see all kinds of nonsense going on because these Democrats, these demon rats are ruining our country. And nobody's trying to really, I don't know what's going to happen. It's absurd what's happening to our country. And then you got Pig Pelosi. You got San Francisco with all these homeless white people on the streets, feces everywhere. And you got illegal aliens coming into California and all these other states, and they're getting free health care. They're getting Section 8 housing. They're getting small business loans, 1%. A white Anglo can't do that whose family's been in this country for 200 years. It's absurd. And we've allowed the narrative to be played out by these dirty demon rats. It's called the Rules for Radicals, Sal Alinsky. That's exactly what's happened in our country. The Rules of Radicals with Sal Alinsky and a demon rat like Hillary, bumbling Biden, Obama, it's a nonsense. And nobody, I know what's going to happen. All I see is what you said. I think millions of people are going to flee those states and they're going to try to bring their liberal politics in these red states. And I think it's going to be all out civil war if we don't stop it now. I hate to say that.
Well, it looks like
I had a good scenario.
Right. Well, let's get a response.
Trying, like you say, the gas prices are going to go up.
Thank you for your call, Tom. You have a response there, Sam?
Well, Sal Alinsky published some things. One of the things that he published that Tom referenced is the Rules for Radicals. If you want a deep understanding of the Democrats' playbook, you need to read that. You will understand in great detail now what their plan is and how they're going to execute it. Sal Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. That is their basic structure and their basic strategic plan moving forward. Now, you saw the first day in office what Biden did. He signed an order to shut down the pipeline. Their first order of business is destroy the energy industry in the United States. They've got to weaken the U.S. economy. The biggest hit they can put on the U.S. economy and to shut down growth and entrepreneurial expansion and the economic growth of the U.S. is to destroy the energy sector. This is what they're doing. They're going to absolutely destroy the oil industry in the United States. And that's first up. Then they're going to come for the guns. Then it's going to be forced vaccines and indoctrination camps. Remember, you have to be deprogrammed. If you don't agree with the tyrants, you must be deprogrammed. This is what's going on. And we have to accept the reality of what they're trying to do and understand when Hitler did all this stuff, he didn't have big tech track in every move you make. And on the next long segment, I want to talk about how we defeat big tech.
Okay. Well, they did have mechanical IBM computers, and they did the best they could with the technology available. We got a caller on hold here, John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. You know, what the other side does, at least what I, the way that I see it, they create a narrative. They say what's going to happen and who's going to do it, and naturally it's the conservatives or the Trump supporters. So they create this narrative. And then they are so sinister that they actually do it to themselves, and lo and behold, they're prophets or prophetesses.
Hold that thought, John. Hold that thought. We'll get back to you after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
More here on Monday, the 25th of January. John, let's continue with your comments, sir.
I know you're coming up on the top of the hour, but, you know, years ago, like 15, 16 years ago, I would be on a forum online, and you'd be having a reasonable conversation with someone, and all of a sudden a provocateur would show up, and they would either try to deflect or inflame the discourse you're having with someone else. I can't help it, guys. If I'm wrong, forgive me. But when I hear your caller from Florida, something does not sit right. I feel like I'm listening to a provocateur. Someone's trying to throw gas on a fire. Every time it's the same thing. We all know that. We know the position.
Now, John, hold, no on real... hold on a second, sir.
Yes.
Some people are naturally more aggressive than other people, and so they phrase things differently. But I'm not going to let you attack another caller unless you can tell me specifically what. Now,
listen,
I'm talking. Hold on a second here.
Okay,
I want
Sam.
To hear what he said that you found not true.
I didn't say that it wasn't true. It just seems
okay,
like
then we're done. Then we're done with that. Okay, because when someone speaks the truth and you don't like his tone, that's your problem. That's not the other caller's problem. Now, that guy's called in and said stuff that I disagree with. But on this particular call, I can't find a single thing untrue about what he said.
And
sometimes people need
my,
to hear the
I
truth.
I started my conversation with that, okay, with my spirit does not sit properly. I didn't say that he wasn't. I'm just telling you what it came across to me. That's all I'm saying.
Truth over feelings, sir. Let's move on to something else. Is there something else you want to talk about?
No, I guess I've said enough. I didn't mean to start anything, Sam. I agree with what he said, but there's a way. Well, we've already been over that, so I won't rehash it.
Okay, John. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. What direction you want to go next, Sam?
Well, I mean, let's talk. What John's talking about is significant, okay? I mean, what he said was true. There are federal provocateurs online at protests. The federal government has been involved in this takeover for quite some time, okay? So what John said was true. Now, what we don't do as Christian men is we don't rebuke someone for speaking the truth. We don't do that. And it's truth over feelings, truth over party. You know, Christ said the truth will set you free. And there are times when Christ spoke the truth, people didn't want to hear it. It made them angry. You read the New Testament, you'll see several circumstances where Christ spoke the truth and it made people angry. As a matter of fact, they hung him on a cross because he was speaking the truth and upsetting the apple cart. Okay? So remember, truth over your feelings. Keep it real.
Okay, we got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.